The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with David Levine, who's a board member for CycleEffect.Earth, which is a hybrid venture capital cooperative firm investing in the circular and regenerative economy. And David, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really great. It's really great to be here. Thank you for inviting me and having me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. It certainly seems like an interesting field that you all are in, especially when it comes to the circular economy. And before we talk a little bit more about that, just give us a high-level overview of CycleEffect and the vision behind it.
Sure. So, you know, the vision for CycleEffect is really based on the idea that as a planet, we must do a better job in organizing our economic systems to be more sustainable and regenerative. Because if we don't, unfortunately, you know, we won't have a planet left to live on. You know, we care very deeply about both, you know, the climate, our planet, but also recognize that businesses are the way that our economy functions. And so we really have a vision for the future of an economy that is regenerative, that is kind of respectful of, you know, nature and the planet itself, but also highly productive. And so, you know, the firm is an investment firm, but we've organized it in a way that we believe is consistent with that future. You know, we call it either a circular or regenerative economy. And as such, you know, not only are we an investment firm, we're a cooperative, so that the members of our cooperative are actually member owners. They are entrepreneurs who are building businesses that are regenerative in nature, but they also own a part of the firm, you know, as cooperative participants in what we're building. You know, so we've been at it a few years. We feel very good about, you know, the beginnings of the work that we've, you know, begun to do. But know there's a lot more to do to sort of transition our economy from, you know, an old way of being to hopefully a newer, more consistent and aligned way of being with the future that our planet needs. And that's where we are today.
That's awesome, David. Great rundown there, and certainly very timely. And we're hearing a lot about this from other .Earth domain users as well. Just there's a needed shift right now, just overall in how we approach the world, how we approach the environment. And tell us about, so it is a multi-stakeholder cooperative, as you mentioned. There's membership offerings I saw on your website. Tell us a little bit more about that, and who are some of your members that you have right now?
Sure. So, you know, our membership cooperative is really comprised of folks like me who are sort of, you know, more investment professional types. My background, I've been in the investment business for 20 years in sort of various different capacities. We also have folks who are in industry who are building companies. We have members who are sort of also influential in the community who are doing important work in the regenerative economy. You know, some of our members are doing things like building, you know, one of our members is building a new sort of tokenized ecosystem for measuring climate impact. And one of our members is really a leader in using new fiber technology to sort of integrate holistic and regenerative fibers into your clothing and is partnered with big brands that you would know of. And so, you know, the members range from, you know, people who are working in regenerative agriculture to people who are sort of building technology to people who are, you know, doing things to integrate regenerative practices into products that we all use every day. And, you know, the way we work together is, you know, we sort of collaborate and cooperate to help one another succeed. And then, you know, as an investment firm, we you know, we provide investment resources to the folks that are in, you know, in our portfolio and in our cooperative to sort of help them to achieve their, you know, their business ends, you know, in the way that a traditional venture capital firm would.
That's great. And, you know, certainly COVID-19 has changed many things in the world these days. And we were actually, you and I, chatting about this before we hit the record button, you know, the impact on our personal lives. But how has the pandemic impacted your approach? Is this helpful? Because it seems like a lot of people are rethinking a lot of things right now.
Yeah, you know, I would say that it's been a wake-up call for most of us, I believe. You know, I think personally, you know, it's been a bit of a healthy reminder that, as we were discussing before, it's not bad to be home with family. It's not bad to slow down a little bit, to take a step outside and smell the fresh air and see the sunshine. And I think as an economy, you know, what we've seen is that the old way things were operating, we knew it was pollutive. We knew it was sort of bad for the climate, but I don't think we quite realized that, you know, if we slowed down for a month to take care of one another because, you know, we were afraid of for our health, that the whole system would collapse. Like, I think that's probably not something that people thought about, but that's what happened. And so I think what that showed all of us from an economic perspective is that, you know, the extractive, pollutive, consumptive, and short-term, you know, unfortunately, very destructive way that our economy was operating doesn't really work so well. And it doesn't allow us to care for ourselves. It certainly doesn't allow us to care for the planet. And, you know, what's really interesting is you know, I was on a talk yesterday where the EIA, which is sort of the leading research institute on energy, put out a statistic that the amount of air pollution this year is going to be the biggest decline since World War II around the world.
Yeah.
And so by slowing down a little bit, we're actually caring for the planet a little bit more. Pollution's going down. And so in those ways, I think it's a wake-up call, and it maybe points the direction of a different way that we can operate. You know, I would hate to say it's an opportunity in the sense that, you know, there's a lot of people who are sort of being hurt by this time, but I do think it shows us some promise for where things might be able to go in the future.
Yeah, well, a great rundown there. And also, David, your website is cycleeffect.earth. You all are users of the .earth domain. Why did you all choose .earth?
Well, hopefully it's, you know, fairly evident from some of the things I've been saying.
Yeah, you know,
we are highly mission-driven. I mean, we are committed to regenerative economy, and it's an economy that cares for our planet and our earth because it's our home. And so for us, you know, it's pretty straightforward that to incorporate the name Earth into our domain out there in the internet was just very natural. You know, it's very aligned with our mission. It's very aligned with what we do. It's very aligned with what we care about. And it's very aligned with sort of the future that we believe is important. So in a lot of ways, .earth makes a lot more sense than .com or co or whatever. So that's why it just made a lot of sense to us.
That's great. Appreciate those insights there. So what does the future hold for Cycle Effect? What's the long-term vision for you guys?
Well, hopefully, you know, we can just be a beacon and an example for others. You know, I think we in our community, we have some great work being done by our members. We have some great work being done by those in our ecosystem. And hopefully we can sort of do some good work ourselves. But really, this is the sort of change that needs to happen throughout our investment world and our economic systems. And it can't just be us. You know, we need a movement of folks who care about the earth, who care about building an economy that's sustainable and consistent with, you know, caring for our planet. And we need, you know, just really a lot of people to do similar things to hopefully, you know, kind of like what we're doing, what our members are doing. You know, there's many trillions of dollars over time that has to change. You know, the old system doesn't work. And so, you know, if we can do our part to succeed in helping our members and sort of, you know, caring for, you know, the earth in our own way, and hopefully be an example for others, you know, that'd be great. Because we think there's a lot of work that needs to be done. So hopefully over time, we can continue to do some good work ourselves and help our community to do, you know, their good work. And then hopefully over time, others will sort of do more of the same. And we could just be part of that movement to help care for our planet and, you know, transition to a more generative way of being in our economy.
That's awesome, David. You know, really appreciate your time today. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
No, you know, we'd love to hear from folks. You know, if you're doing work that is aligned with the regenerative economy, if you're interested in learning more, you know, it takes a movement. We'd love for you to reach out in the same way that, you know, you reach out to have this conversation on this podcast. You know, we really enjoy interacting with our community, and we hope all of you are safe and sound. And hopefully, you know, we can kind of come through this and be stronger and healthier and better together in the future.
Awesome. That's great. Then what a perfect way to end this Voices.Earth podcast interview with David Levine, who's a board member for Cycle Effect, which is a hybrid VC cooperative firm investing in the circular and regenerative economy. And David, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.